And we're approaching Rosh Hashanah, and we have a custom when we say the slichos, when we say the vidui, that we hit our heart every time we say Ashamnu, Bagadnu, Gazalnu. So this is based on the Medrash. The Medrash says, V'acha yiten el libo, on the verse that says, and the living will take to heart. So the Medrash says, everything stems from the heart. And when a person, so to speak, is hitting on his heart, he's saying, you are the cause of everything. If I did something wrong, it all started here. It all started with my desires. It all started with my thoughts. And that's the idea. The living should take to heart what led a person his whole life. We have to know that the heart, our desires, are what lead us. There's a custom that we all have. We all say the same tunes as Ashkenazim. We have consistent tunes, whereas on regular Shabbatot and in other areas we have different tunes. On these high holy days we have the consistent tunes. And this custom stems back to the days that the Jews in Spain and the Spanish Inquisition, there were Jews who kept their religion in hiding. They were called Moranos. And they'd gather in the forests, and on the high holy days, on the Yomim Noraim, they used to get together in the forest and find a place where they could have their prayer. So their sign to know who were the people who were part one of them was whether a person could go with the tunes of the high holy days. And this also aroused them to pray from the depths of their soul. So they set tunes so that they'd have a set sign, and they could know if you were one of them or not. Lehavdil, when we had the Girush in Gush Katif, so the Shabak kept putting people on buses as though they were one of the people who were opposed to the expulsion, and the way they'd catch on to them is they'd do similar things. They'd tell them, you want to come down to Mincha now? It would be like 6 o'clock in the morning. And the guy would say, yeah, let's get a minion for Mincha. So then they'd realize it was a fake. They'd do all kinds of things. They'd throw a tune at him, and they'd see the guy didn't know, and that's how they're able to see who were the fakes and who were really with them. So back in the days of the Spanish Inquisition, the tunes were the key point from which they could check, and that's why there became set tunes that they didn't change, which became a sign whether you were one of ours or not.